You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It's the morning shift with Mike, Bo, Ali Mack, and Dylan. This hour is brought to you by Zero Res. Book an appointment today with Zero Res, Atlanta's best carpet cleaning service. Before we get to the Braves, did you guys see the must-see TV competition that happens every July 4th? Joey Chestnut?
I did not watch it.
No?
I did not watch it this year. And like I told you guys the other day, I'm a big fan. I've been before. Did not watch it this year. How'd it go?
Joey Chestnut, of course, got his title back. He got his mustard belt 17th time. He took down 70.5 hot dogs.
That's just
like 70 and a half glizzies, man. Can you imagine?
And here's what's funny about it. Like, Nathan's, obviously, it's a big Nathan's thing, and they sponsored it. And I feel like that Nathan's does this thinking, oh, man, we're going to put our hot dogs front and center, and everybody will want to get a hot dog afterwards. And it's like, nah, bro. Like, I am complete opposite. Yeah. I don't want a hot dog after watching after watching Joey Chestnut eat 70 hot dogs. I have no appetite for a hot dog whatsoever.
So the cookout we were at, it was just a small gathering. And one of the guys, I've told you, is like this Joey Chestnut
fanboy.
And it's really weird because it's not his personality. He's kind of like, oh, I'm not a fanboy of anybody, but he's just Joey Chestnut. So we go into this full-scale Joey Chestnut conversation, and it was like 9 or 10 people at this table, and it's just two people talking, and it's me and him. Because everybody, there was like there's a couple like chime in here and there, but uh-huh. For the most part, we're like the only people. And there was a couple of the wives at the table were just like, "What does DPM mean?" And everybody goes, "Oh, it's clearly dogs per minute."
Yeah, come on, man.
And it was just like. I was like, this is the most odd conversation I've ever been a part of.
It's the most American competition, I think, that we have. But so last year, he wasn't in it because he had that issue with his contract. He was working with Impossible Foods. And so Patrick Bertoletti won it last year. But dude came in second place this year with 46.5 hot dogs. Like, so he's been saying this whole time, he's like, I know I didn't really win. Like, I know I didn't really win last year. Unless Joey Chestnut's in the competition, I didn't win.
Well, and that's his boy. They're boys.
Yeah.
He's got a nickname. I can't remember. It was like Deep Dish or something. I think that's what they call him.
Is that real?
That could have gone real sideways.
Yeah. No. That's real. I want to get his.
I was like, what's Dylan talking about? And then I was like, oh God, I know what he's talking about.
But no, like seriously, that's his nickname. Patrick Bertoletti his nickname is Deep Dish, and him and like technically Joey Chestnut considers that like his protege.
Okay.
So
he's gonna teach him how to eat 30 more hot dogs.
So he shows a lot of respect. Well, I don't know if anybody can teach you how to put more dogs in your mouth, but I mean.
Hey, yo.
Well, I could have said wieners, but I didn't.
I'm still crying laughing right now.
I figured I didn't want to say that. That sentence together would definitely be an FCC
You're
violation.
Right. You definitely
But yeah, like, so see, this is what was happening at this table. And like, we're like, you know, we're talking about this, and I realized that I'm not a big competitive food eating watcher, but I follow it from afar. But I do follow it more now because my buddy will just text me about it because he's like, well, you're the sports guy. And I'm like, this ain't sports. Well, it's competition. It's on ESPN. Okay, well, I have the same people that think competitive eating is a sport argue with me that NASCAR isn't a sport. And I'm like, how you figure? You know? By the way, Shane Van Gisbergen won at Chicago. Yeah, Don't ding me. I'm giving your boy a shout out. You know, he won yesterday at Chicago.
He dominated all weekend.
And now all the he shouldn't be in the playoffs people are even madder because he might have three or four wins before the playoffs start.
He
might have the most wins on the circuit and they all be road courses. So anyways, not to get back on track. So it's just funny though. It these guys have nicknames. Some of them are friends, some of them hate each other.
Yeah.
Kobayashi and Chestnut do not like each other.
They do not.
And Kobayashi, I think, still banned.
He was banned. They did the Netflix thing last year. It wasn't as great. So now Chestnut's back at Nathan's hot dog eating competition. The world is right. That's the bottom line. Is that he won this thing and it's not 4th of July without Joey Chestnut winning.
Did you DVR it?
No.
You didn't watch
it. Gotta watch it live.
Was it after the peach tree where you could watch it? I don't know when it was.
Yeah, I come home, watch the peach tree or watch the hot dog eating competition every year.
Yeah. Do you like have a celebratory vegan dog?
Yeah.
After your peach tree and you're sitting there? Yeah.
Grant cooks them
up.
That's
pretty awesome.
He cooks them up every
now
year.
I'm back thinking hot dog sounds good.
Well, we got to talk about the guys that didn't have as great of a weekend as Joey Chestnut. Mike, you did ask for Ronald to be moved in the lineup. It happened, kind of.
Yeah, he just got moved to the dugout.
Yeah.
York's Profar, obviously, you know, and here's the thing, and because I thought about that on the way in this morning. I was like, you know what, man? Massive changes in the lineup yesterday. You bench a few guys that are ice cold. You try to stir up something, and nothing works still. But my problem is that it's like, oh, Snicker sees it too. And you said that earlier. You're like, hey, Brian Snicker sees, you know, that this is the moment that has to happen. I just felt like that a week ago. Like, I was like, dude, these two series coming up against these, you know, middle-of-the-road teams – are too big. You have to be able to drum something up because they were struggling offensively going into these two series, and you needed to win 5 out of 6, which we talked about numerous times last week, and you lose 5 out of 6. And it's so frustrating to watch that you finally make these wholesale changes. I don't know what the immediate future is for the Atlanta Braves and their lineup or whatever else needs to happen inside of this organization, but I would say the last 3 days of Braves baseball against the Orioles was probably the hardest 3-game stretch to watch in the entire season. And that's going, you can include the first 7 games of the year where they didn't win because it was brutal.
Sounded like it's almost like the death gurgle from the Braves this weekend. Like Saturday was that it, you know, where you thought there was a little bit, and no, it's dead. It's dead. The season's it. And that's kind of what the season feels like. I'm never going to say the season's dead. I'm not that guy. I don't give up. I mean, it's too long of a season. It just feels the Schwellenbach injury, I think, was the kind of the last straw because your offense isn't good enough. In 2023 or 22, or I mean, even last year, I would have been like, you know, Schwellenbach down. That's all right. We got enough offense. We can do it. No, not this year. It's just so there's no the only consistent player. Throughout the entire season, essentially, as much as we get on Austin Riley, it's been Olsen and Riley. I don't put Acuna in there because he hasn't played he hasn't played the entire season. I mean, he's only played for, a month and a half. He's been good when he's been in there. Now he's kind of hit the skids a little bit because of everything else. So it just doesn't – when I read that quote from Seitzer, and I've been thinking that, but Kevin Seitzer was in Dave O'Brien's article. I guess he released it either at 5 this morning or yesterday after the game about when they fired Seitzer. He talked to him. He was like, look, I tried, but whoever they bring in here needs to get these guys to stop trying so hard, i.e. pressing. which means just trying to do things with pitches that those pitches aren't, you're not able to do. You know, like, I don't know, like Michael Harris coming up to the plate with a runner on and just swinging at a ball that basically was rolled to the plate. I mean, the bowled up there to the plate. I don't know what you're trying to accomplish with that and waiting and being patient. There's not enough of that. And now it's come to the point where I feel like this team is getting, whereas certain guys like Acuna and Olsen are getting, they're getting borderline calls in their favor. The rest of the club is not. Multiple times over the weekend, I saw pitches that were outside of the zone called against these guys.
Yeah.
And they're just not, they're, now they're no longer getting respected by the umpires. And now you're in a bad spot even. That doubles down on it because it should be in a 2-1 count or a 1-0 or a 2-0 count, and it's 1-2.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And now you're defensive and you're swinging at pitches outside of the zone just because they try to, you're in a defensive mindset at the plate. And now it doubles down on how bad you are.
It's frustrating, too, because, it's like you said, we went through the first month of the season going, well, if Matt Olson's going to stink and Austin Riley's going to stink, and they've been good. And I told you guys earlier what the last 10 games have been like for Ozuna, Acuna, Albies, Harris. It's been abysmal. But you flip it around, like Matt Olson, his last 10 games hitting 341. How about Sean Murphy's hitting 286 with four bombs? How about Austin Riley hitting 282? Those guys have been better. It's just that you are getting bottom-of-the-order production from guys that have to be part of the battery of this team. And look, I agree with Kevin Seitzer. I also want to know how this team got broken in that way. Like, Kevin Seitzer was here for the 2023 run, and all of a sudden they stink in 2024, and I don't know how that happened. I don't know how they started pressing just all of a sudden. And we've talked to Grant about it a million times. The back of the baseball card. What are these guys on a career trajectory? Somehow Kevin Seitzer was a part of this team. And I think Kevin Seitzer is a great hitting coach. The Seattle Mariners are good this year. They're like seven games over 500. They're second place in the AL West. They're good. That's where Kevin Seitzer is. Cal Rod, we talked about Big Dumper the other day.
Mm-hmm.
He seems to be just fine. And I don't know. There's just something so fundamentally broken within this team that I don't know how they pull themselves out of it without massive changes.
I think expectations are part of it. When you have a season like 2023, where you win 100-something games, you come up, you get kind of cold at the end of the year, and you don't score enough runs in the playoffs, and then you turn to the next season, and there's some injuries to the pitching staff, right? There's, you know, there's injuries to other spots in the lineup, and so the guys that produce start pressing a little bit because it's a little bit more pressure, and you were able to get it done. But then it just becomes this thing where guys put pressure and more pressure and more pressure. And the guys that are veterans that have sustained it, Olsen and Riley and last year Ozuna, they did it. And Murphy to an extent this year. Like, Murphy wasn't healthy all last year, but now he's healthy this year. And he's producing about what you expect a catcher to do. I mean, not everybody's a big dumper. They're gonna hit 60 home run pace. But Murphy, I said it, you had, of your 18 runs you scored, 14 came off the bats of Olsen, Riley, Murphy, and Baldwin. That's something. But then Acuna couldn't produce. Ozuna didn't produce. Albies didn't produce. Harris doesn't produce. You know, Nick Allen went 3-for-16 this weekend, and I came out of the weekend feeling good about what he did.
I know, right?
But that's okay because Nick Allen is a glove-first player, and I can live with a Nick Allen doing that. But when I live with that, I need Yrieksen Profar. Where was he at this weekend? Not a lot. I mean, I think he had a home run maybe Thursday or Friday, but
he was fine, and I don't have his numbers right in front of me, but I will say that there was numerous times watching Yrieksen Profar where it felt like he could have broke the game open, and he didn't.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, and that continues to be the trend, right? We can talk about stats all we want to and batting averages and on-base percentage. The hitting with runners in scoring position is by far the worst trait for the Atlanta Braves. And you have to create more opportunities to score, but I think they had probably three opportunities in yesterday's game where it was like, okay, we can get this done. And you fall flat in all of them other than one, you know, dribbler ground out from Profar that ends up plating a runner. And other than that, it's like, so they're not even giving themselves plenty of opportunities to be able to do that. And when it does happen, they don't come through.
And Austin Riley, as much as I just praise him, he had a chance too Saturday. Comes up with the bases. This team had the bases loaded, I think, one out Saturday. It's a 5-5 ball game.
Yeah.
You had the chance to win the game right there. get one run. And then they came back, and they and that's a bullpen game where you have to – you get the bases loaded in a 5-5 game in a bullpen game, you have to do something. And you didn't.
Well, and the Braves stand 11 games under 500 at this point. We do have some late games this week. They're going on the road to take on the Athletics. Today's a day off. Tomorrow they play at 10:05. Coming up, Jesse Bates has been named the top 100 NFL players, top 100 list, but – is his placement okay? I know a couple guys that have an issue with where he is. That is next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and...
The Odyssey app.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is 7:24 at the morning shift. You've got Mike here, Bo, Ali Mack, and Dylan. And Jesse Bates has made the top 100 NFL players list. We've got an issue with it, but we'll get to that in a moment. Earlier, you guys were talking about grilling over the weekend. We finally had our little cookout over at Macaulay Manor.
Wow.
I'm happy to say it was a success.
Yeah.
It was great.
All right.
I was shocked to hear our family saying that they're like, you guys are so moved in.
Wow.
You're very moved in for only being here 3 months. And I was shocked at that because I feel like we're not moved in at all.
That's a long, I feel like it took us like a year to get moved in. Yes. Like we had an empty, like two or three empty rooms for like a year.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that is nice.
Also didn't expect all the housewarming gifts that came along. Like got a lot of plants this weekend.
Are you sure you didn't expect them?
I did. No, I really didn't. I was not expecting that because this was just like a little post 4th of July little cookout.
So you were like, hey, we want to have everyone over for the first time at our new house for a cookout. And it's just family and apparently close friends.
No, and, just family. No and, friends.
But we don't want any gifts. Yeah. Wink, wink.
Feels like gift fishing.
No, you know literally. I mean? Literally did not think about it. I also, when I'm going to someone else's house, like I never think to bring anything, and it's always awful because I got to stop on the way there. But
you usually probably bring like something to drink, right?
A bottle of wine or something.
Right. What did you get any good housewarming gifts?
I mean, I'm really into plants right now. So I think my family knew that. And I got a lot of plants, a wreath that I can decorate for different seasons. And yeah.
Okay.
A little bamboo tree.
Kind of heavy accusations that y'all put on Allie, though, as far as gift
fishing. You know what I
mean? Goes.
It just, look, when you start putting two and two together, you're like, man, this is our big, you know, well, this is our big debut of our new home that we've been working so hard on.
Yeah. Allie Mack doesn't cross me as a gift fisher, though. She does. She doesn't give me that
type
of vibe.
Stop sucking up.
I'm not.
I'm just keeping it real.
Yeah, you're not keeping it real. You know, you're fishing for something.
Never fishing for anything, man. Only time I'm fishing for something is actual fish, big bass.
What? If anything, I was fishing for people to say my house is beautiful. Like, that's what I want.
There you, well,
it's for people to come over and say, like, okay, you're doing well here.
What's the one word you look for in terms of your house? Like, is it beautiful or is it cozy or is it
not cozy.
Quaint?
Yeah, I think cozy.
You don't like cozy?
Cozy is like the relative term for small.
Yeah. Yeah, you don't know that?
That's what they use to dress up.
I have
up
a real
listing.
Estate license. I did not know that.
Well, you better brush up on it, big dog.
That's why I don't sell homes.
I'm kind of with Mike, though. If I feel cozy, it just means, like, comfortable, and I would like to you know, just get cozy in this house.
Dude, if someone walks in your house and is like, oh, it's very cozy.
Maybe then, warm is then, the word I'm
then
looking
you,
for.
Then I'm without. You're like, you saying my house is small?
Yeah.
We gonna have a problem here?
I think
too
if
small
it's
for you?
Coming from family, they mean it well, but if it's in, like, Dylan, when you go to look for your first house, if the ad says cozy, don't go.
You want someone to say, this feels like a home.
Yeah.
This has a home feeling. Like, because that means comfortable. Cozy means small. Like slippers are cozy because they're tight on your feet and warm. Okay? You don't want your house to feel – you don't want someone to say it's cozy.
So she's going
to
kill me for telling the story. But when I first started dating Lindsay, somebody asked me, like, hey, what's Lindsay like that didn't know her? And I was like, man, she's just very – like, she's homely. And they were like,
damn,
I'm not
son.
Sure that's – I don't think that means what you think it means.
No, it
and
doesn't.
I was like, maybe not. Like, I don't know.
No,
like,
you want to say – she's got a girl next door hotness more than you do homely. Homely.
The girl next door hotness. I was talking to a lady that's like 65 years old. I don't think that she would have followed along. But to your point, Aaron, like she was like homely. I was like, yeah. I mean, like, you know.
You basically called her like, I mean, plain Jane.
And that's what I ended up figuring out. But that's what I'm realizing about the term cozy for a home right now is like, maybe it doesn't mean what I think it means.
She's got a Sarah Plain and Tall Phil. You know?
My gosh. What a weird reference. Did you mean she's homely? Like, she could be a nice housewife. Like, you know, she would be a great wife, like take care of a home.
Right. Ish. Yeah, that sounds awful, honestly.
I'm going to tell you something.
She's going to be a great housewife. No, she just, I think everything for us when we started dating just felt comfortable.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like,
okay.
it wasn't a try hard thing.
For the record, calling your wife homely or your future wife homely is much worse than walking in a stranger's home and saying it's cozy. Yeah. I just want you to know that.
I didn't know. Like,
also
homely
noted.
Just felt,
thank you very much.
Yeah. So homely just felt like a normal.
I've learned two very good life lessons in the span of 5 minutes.
Whatever you do, don't never describe someone as very homely.
Like I said, she's going to kill me for telling that story. Because when I told her that story, because she wasn't there, obviously.
Yeah.
When I told her the story, she was like, you called me what? I was like, yeah, homely. She's like, no, that's the worst thing anybody's ever called me. I was like, well, then you're doing well with life if that was the worst thing.
Seriously.
So it is what it is.
That's true. Well, we only had one mishap with, well, maybe two, kind of, with the cookout. The grill we put on the porch, apparently a little too close to the house.
Wow.
Set off the smoke alarm.
Oh. Wow. So that's like a live and learn thing.
That's that's a good thing for your smoke alarm system.
Yeah.
True.
Clearly working.
True.
It is
working. Might not be working, man.
So we'll move that to further out on the porch. But poor Grant, you know, he cooked all these burgers, hot dogs. He made brisket. And he finally had his chance to sit down and eat. And there was one itty bitty piece of brisket left. Like just a morsel of brisket left. So he's going to have to make himself some for this week or something.
He's just using like chopsticks to pick up that one little piece of brisket.
Yeah, exactly. But that shows it was a great brisket.
I was about to say,
at the same time, everybody liked his meat.
Also, just remind Grant that when he's slicing that brisket, the cook has got to try it, make sure it's good enough to go out to the masses.
I'm sure he did that.
I'm sure he did that.
Grabbed a couple of pieces for himself,
but he didn't get to like make a sandwich. Like he didn't get that satisfying moment of eating.
That's the worst.
Poor Grant.
Poor Grant. I mean, just such a tough life.
So what did he eat? Like a hamburger?
Yeah, he got a burger. Grant's he got a hot dog. He was fine.
He's so homely.
Opposite of homely.
Well, I figured he was kind of the guy next door.
All right, we got to continue this conversation about Jesse Bates and the ranking on the top 100 NFL players list. I know last week we were covering Drake London's ranking. We were all saying he should be ranked better than 97. Now Jesse Bates is at 92 after Tua at 91.
You can make an argument for Drake London being where he's at with the receivers. The receivers are in the league and where maybe his standing is. And after just a breakout season, which last year really was from, you can make that argument, right? However, you cannot make an argument for the disrespect that Jesse Bates received by being at 92. He is, if not the best, one of the 2 to 3 best safeties in the league. And it's not a question. So to be at 92 is the ultimate blank you to not only this organization, this fan base, but primarily to Jesse Bates himself.
It's getting ridiculous. It's really ridiculous.
It is getting ridiculous. And, you know, once I kind of let it die down, the I don't want to call it fury that I had over Jesse Bates. It is what it is. I mean, nobody really – I don't think a lot of us really pay that much of attention to what the national analyst
– Analyst.
But the problem is
– But I have to say, but – It just, it's frustrating because I feel like that's what Falcons fans deal with more times than not. But and then players, you start leaving yourself wondering where the next guys are.
But players vote on this too. Yeah, you know what? That's the point right there. Let's get to that real quick. You start wondering where the next guy is because now if Jesse Bates, who's arguably, if not the best, but the second best player on that defense last year, because you could argue, you could make a legit argument between him and AJ based on AJ's shutdown rate, AJ Terrell, right?
Yes. Yeah.
Then and Caden Ellis was pretty good himself last year too. Then where's AJ at? I don't expect Caden Ellis to make it now, even though he had a very good year, Pro Bowl caliber year. But now where's Bijan Robinson come in? Is he going to get disrespected?
I think he'll
like
be the only other guy on the list.
Chris Lindstrom's going to suddenly not make the list? I mean, Chris Lindstrom I think was 88 last year, maybe he was 74 something like that. I know Jesse was 74. I think Lindstrom was like 88 or something last year. So now. Where is Lindstrom not on the list now? I mean,
I would not be shocked if he's not on the list. I wouldn't. And that's frustrating to say.
I'll be shocked if Lindstrom's not on the list. Yeah. I think he has to be on it.
To me, the fact that he was, what did you say, he was 88 last year? I remember him being in the final 20.
He was 88 last year.
The fact that he was that low last year, like that because of the years he has had leading up to that, that was disrespectful to me at the time. And now I'm looking at going, I don't know that last year was better for Lindstrom than the year before.
And look, that's the problem. That's where people are like, well, Atlanta fans should get over be disrespected because if they want to be respected and win something or what, blah, blah, blah. And it's like, okay, I get all of that. But if these guys played in the New York market or the Boston market or the LA market, and I know that those are actually some of those are bigger markets than Atlanta. Yeah. But if they did, the national media was saying, like, oh, well, Jesse Bates, you know, he's clearly a top 50 player. Or even players themselves, maybe. So that's why you get irritated because you're like, is it because we're in Atlanta? Because there are guys in this organization. Jeff Van Note, who played like 20 years in the NFL and was for a long time was one of the best offensive linemen in the league, is not in the Hall of Fame. Because he played in Atlanta. Had he played in a place like New York or Chicago, he'd be in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah. I'm with you on that.
It's frustrating. And now Jesse Bates is getting a disrespect. But at least he got paid when he came here.
Well, you can weigh in on Twitter. We do have a poll going to see how you feel about where Jesse Bates is ranked. And coming up, someone is saying that the QB spot for the Saints is anyone's job for the taking. We'll get into that next. And we've got him mic'd up.
Yeah, we got him mic'd up coming up. I actually met a couple of people this weekend that I'd never met before, and it made me realize something about myself. I'm going to tell y'all what that is.
That is next with the Morning Shift on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and
the Odyssey app.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We are the morning shift. You've got Mike here, Bo, Allie Mack, and Dylan behind the glass. This hour has been brought to you by Zero Res. Book an appointment today with Zero Res, Atlanta's best carpet cleaning service. We do have Mic'd Up coming up momentarily, but we thought we knew who the quarterback for the Saints was going to be, Tyler Shuck.
Right.
Apparently, it is anyone's job for the taking.
Yeah.
What's going on with this?
This will be interesting to kind of see how this rolls. And I think when Tyler Shuck was drafted, you know, the whole Derek Carr thing plays out about, you know, the way that he's injured. Well, it might not be as cut and dry. If you guys know who Foster Moreau is, he was on Sirius XM NFL this past weekend, and his words sounded pretty heavy.
I've been a part of quarterback competitions before back in college, not me personally, but I've gotten to see them for a long time. And most of the time you kind of feel like guys really have an edge on each other. The starter's coming back from last year, but we didn't really like his production or different stuff like that in terms of familiarity with the player. Genuinely, we really do have a full-blown 33% quarterback competition between those three guys. It's anyone's job for the taking. I'm excited to see how it goes. Again, some guys have looked good on some days, some guys have looked good on other days. It really just depends on who could string together the most successful practices.
I have kind of envisioned this might happen all along, and I think it's gonna take the front office probably stepping in these situations and kind of handing Tyler Shuck the keys. Your rookie year in the NFL, particularly as a quarterback, if you're not a first round draft pick and you don't get all the reps, like, it is an absolute whirlwind. When you add in the fact that both these other guys, Jake Haener and Spencer Rattler, were also draft picks, not as early as Tyler Shuck, but were also draft picks and have been, you know, in and around the New Orleans Saints and have started football games in the NFL and have kind of been through the entire gauntlet that is the NFL season. And then you look at Tyler Shuck, who
let's call it what it is, spent, what, 7 years in college football and, you know, kind of came on late in his career. I don't think it's cut and dry. And I know a lot of Saints fans kind of reacting that, you know, to that Foster Moreau cut over the weekend, but I think this is going to be something we're going to be keeping our eyes on for the next couple of months.
I just hear that they don't – I mean, I hear a lot of goodness out of this statement.
I do, too.
Because unless Spencer Rattler made these great leaps and bounds, then the fact that he's 33%ed with Tyler Shuck and Jake Haener is a really bad thing for the Saints. Because what should happen is you think you would hope, hey, you know what? We've seen what those guys can't do. It's Shuck's job. And we're going to ride or die with him this next year, and then we're going to be in the sweepstakes for, you know, Arch Manning or whoever the top quarterback will be coming out.
Yeah.
Because the class will be better. Because I didn't see anything on Spencer Rattler that made me want to give him the reins to a franchise last year. Now, again, you can make leaps and bounds, but I don't for a second believe any of this. I don't believe for a second that they will have that. Well, let's just put it this way. There's no way in hell Jake Haener's beating out Rattler or Tyler Shuck based on what I know about this situation.
I don't know that he's going to be given the opportunity. I think that's my biggest takeaway from this.
Well, that's what he just said.
I know. That I hear, and you know how we always talk about, hey, the head coach, if you listen close enough, listen to what the GM says, he's telling you something. What I hear is, like, Tyler Shuck hasn't done anything to establish himself as a starting quarterback. And maybe Foster Moreau wants to say that Spencer Rattler is by far the best, or that Jake Haener is by far the best, but he doesn't want to go too far out of pocket. We've all seen PR 101 where it's like, hey, you don't want to say anything that's going to be too crazy. You don't want to come out and say, hey, Spencer Rattler's the best quarterback. It would have been easy for him to just get on there and praise Tyler Shuck. As a guy who's been in a couple NFL franchises, it would have been easier for him to step in that role and go, man, he's really good, throws a beautiful ball. I know we feel confident in the quality depth behind him, but, you know, it is what it is. And, you know, he's a guy they obviously felt confident in drafting him. No. What you heard was it's a 33.33, you know, percent competition, and, you know, they all have their ups and downs. Like, that to me says that one of the other guys is better.
Is Foster Moreau the player rep?
I don't know.
Well, because, you know, maybe he's just being political here, because this sounds like a political answer. Well, you know.
That's what I'm saying. That's exactly what I'm saying.
And it's like, I just want to make sure I get a couple passes thrown my way.
Yeah, right.
In the red zone, you know, when the time comes, because I don't believe anything he said.
I have a question, and it might be a dumb one, but since Tyler Shuck doesn't have this job locked down, does this make you a little bit more mad that he was ranked higher than Michael Penix on that QB list?
That's the first thing I thought about.
Okay.
I'm like, that's why you don't rank a guy like that at 29 just by default. And I can't remember the guy's name that we talked about last week who was doing the top quarterbacks heading into 2025.
He's a real ball knower, though.
On NFL.com. Yeah, it's like, Tyler Shuck. Well, you know, anybody who hasn't thrown a pass in the NFL, they just default to number 29.
But also,
Joe Flacco's 46. Well, it's like, what?
It's why that little ranking system that he came up with in his own little head is so ridiculous, because no, you should just have an NA. You just shouldn't. He essentially said, if you've not thrown a pass, you're 29, and that's NA for me. But yet I'm going to rank people behind, you know, an NA, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's just dumb. So yeah, and remember, Allie, there are no dumb questions, just dumb people. But. And I'm not saying that was a
dumb
question.
I was going to say, wow.
It's not. I'm just saying that's the saying. It's from a movie. But the reality is that it's dumb to rank people who have shown nothing. It's why I hate college football rankings. It's why I hate preseason college football rankings. Because you're ranking teams that have done nothing. Because no matter what, they're not the exact same team they were last year. You're ranking them off stars. Mm-hmm. And what some of the players there did last year and what the coaches have done. So I don't like them. I think I've always thought that you shouldn't rank college football teams until like 4 or 5 weeks in, at least.
Yeah.
Because then they have a product. Like, September is the first month, essentially, of college football. October, the first Monday in October, you can rank college football teams, because then you know what you got. So why are you ranking quarterbacks that never thrown a pass in a league ahead of guys who have a sample size of any type, of any form?
Yeah, and I think it's important to remember, too, that Tyler Shuck was drafted 40th overall in the draft this year. There were two quarterbacks taken in front of him. One was Cam Ward at one, and then Jackson Dart, which was mid-20s. up to the Giants, obviously. So you look at Tyler Shuck at 40, and we've lived this life with Desmond Ridder, have we not? Did we not live this same life just a few years ago? And we were like, Desmond Ridder was a third rounder, but he was the second quarterback taken in the draft. So it's maybe not as bad as we think it is. And then we all hitch our wagons to the Desmond Ridder train, and by the end of that year, it's completely over with.
But at least we had a sample size of four games where he didn't turn the ball over.
Right.
He didn't lose
played
you
within
games,
the system.
Didn't win you games,
yeah.
But didn't really lose you games.
Yeah.
There is nothing on Shuck.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what's so – that's the problem for me. But, I mean, you know what? Everybody's got to find a way to do something, and that's what the ball knower did with his little article. Foster Moreau had a very political answer. Maybe he's setting himself up for a career afterwards.
Yeah, I don't think it was a political answer, though.
I do.
I think that it would have been the political answer to just say, hey, Tyler Shuck, you know, he's a pretty good player.
No, I think the political answer is I'm not going to throw any of my guys into the bus because there could be a chance where they all have to throw me a pass, and any of these guys can throw me a pass, and I won't, you know, and not that it would be that way, but I want to support all three guys because I don't know which one's going to be starting for us, and I want the guy that gives us the best chance to win to know we all believe in him.
It also makes me wonder, and I have to go back and look. Nick Shook was the writer that we were talking about last week. It also makes me want to go on the final quarterback list from the year before and see where Spencer Rattler was ranked on his list.
29.
If you buy a default, it
had to be.
No, it couldn't have been. Like, I'm talking about the postseason list that he drew, you know, the Pennix's ranking from. He drew the postseason list that he drew Pennix's ranking from, which included all 59 starters. That's why the list didn't make any sense. And then you go, so like I'm trying to scroll right now to see where exactly Spencer Rattler was on this list because Pennix at 30, Malik Willis at 31. It just gets more and more ridiculous the farther down you go. And I know Spencer Rattler started a game for them last year. Cooper Rush is, oh, here you go, 39. Spencer Rattler, number 39 on his list from 2 years ago. And then you put Tyler Shuck at 29. So it is what it is. But you want to feel good about yourself? I'm going to tell you this story from this weekend. Just a reminder that Mic'd Up's brought to you by Buffalo's Cafe. Come wing it family style at one of Buffalo's Cafe's 13 Atlanta locations. My wife and I got comfortable being uncomfortable, as some people like to say in the sports world this weekend. We went over to a new friend's house, a neighbor that we had not met before that actually has a pool in their backyard. Beautiful setup. AstroTurf all around the pool, which is a conversation nice. For another day because my feet were burning when I was getting out of the pool. But that's, you know, that's a whole nother topic for another day. I don't know if y'all ever been to a pool situation like that, but I was like, man, I always wanted AstroTurf. I don't know that I want it anymore because my feet are on fire getting out of the pool. Just baking. Anyways, went over to this person's house for the weekend, met three dudes that I had never met before, all new couples, you know, kind of on the, you know, outskirts of our neighborhood. And they got to talking. We, you know, just, hey, look, dads with beers. Kids have the floaties on, just
right.
Standing around. There's a grill going, coolers. And they got, you know, I think they were like, I don't want to call them finance bros. It sounds so derogatory. they're definitely involved in some kind of white-collar business. You know what I mean? Like one of those things where they're in accounting or sales.
Okay.
Or, you know, they manage somebody else's finances. Some of the things like that. And I'm just listening to them all talk. I'm asking questions about their job. I'm like, hey, man, you know, how long have you been with this company? How'd you make it to Atlanta? You know, the normal kind of things. Mm-hmm. Like, hey, you know, where's your office located at? Oh, hey, how bad is the commute there? You know, you get there at 9 a.m., like, you drop off, like all that. And then came time for me to talk. And they're like, what do you do? I was like, I do sports talk radio. And then they had a couple questions as well. And I hope they're not listening right now because that would make this extremely weird. But the conversation ended up being somehow, man, when I got out of college, I wanted to do this, but I ended up doing this. When I got out of college, I wanted to do this, but I ended up doing this. And I got to tell you guys, this is my dream job.
Yeah.
Like I've said that before on the show, but it probably has been a while. I came all the way back around and all of them were like, yeah, I guess if I could pick a job, I would do your job. That sounds like a really, really cool job to just kind of go to work and talk about sports. So all that to be said, we are extremely lucky, man.
Yeah.
And I hope everybody listening gets to enjoy their jobs as well.
We are. I always, people that do not know who I am, I just tell them I'm in communications. And they're like, what do you do? I mean, I just talk for a living, you know, and I just kind of be very vague because I don't want to hear, I don't want to get into the, it just, it always goes down a road.
Sure.
But I'm not, everyone is going to take this as a shot and I'm calling you out, but I'm not.
Okay.
But I don't feel like you were 100% honest.
Okay.
I feel like you did exactly what you wanted to do when you got out of college.
True.
I feel like you probably wanted to do it for longer, of course.
Sure.
But I mean, this is kind of your second back, your dream job. Like, because your goal when you left college, I'm assuming, tell me if I'm wrong, was to have a long, illustrious career in the NFL.
For sure.
Yep. You had a longer career than a lot of people could ever say. 5 years?
Yeah.
5 seasons is the average mean in the NFL is like, what, 2.5?
Something like that, yeah.
So you doubled that.
Yeah. Well, and two, I think that it goes along with lines as, first of all, this is my dream job at this point in my life. I'm 38.
Right.
And also, that conversation spiraled from them talking about what they wanted to do out of college and how it didn't really come to fruition.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I went to college for this. I went to college and you know, I was trying to get a law degree, but I ended up switching to business school or whatever it may be. Or, you know, each of them kind of wound up on their path. But, yeah, I mean, like, it was like, I almost felt bad talking about what I
did.
Because I was like, dude, I kind of talk about sports for a few hours and then, you know, then I go home and watch it.
I know. I know Allie can back me up on this. And I know you can, too, because we've all had. Don't ever feel bad because a lot of people, we don't know how many people have went with a degree into a company and then said, hey, go back and get this and you can do this. Or they've just been moved in their company because they have different like talents, right?
Yep.
It ain't like nobody in this room hasn't went through a trial or tribulation in this.
Oh, there's no doubt about that.
For real.
This is a tough line of work as far as longevity goes.
I mean... Between the amount of either laid off or firings in this room,
oh yeah,
I mean we're probably close to both hands.
I think
being
we're
full.
Over two hands,
yeah. For sure.
And I'm the least. I've been the luckiest,
yeah.
But I've
he's the least, Mike. Think about that.
But I also but hey,
layoff is my middle name.
Hear me out though. I was also the one stuck in neutral. For the longest.
Yeah.
Especially with pay.
And look, man, I say all that to say thank you guys so much for listening to us. And that's really what I wanted to sum it up with. And I hope that you guys, if you're on your way to work right now and you're listening on the Odyssey app, I hope you are headed to your dream job as well because we are having a blast doing it. And I hope you guys are having a blast listening to it along the way.
And absolutely, yes, thank you. Everything that Mike just said. Plus, this is your show as well. The Wake Up Call, this is your time to call in 404-726-0929. Jump on the show with us. Talk, what was your dream job? Are you working your dream job right now? I would love to hear that. And also, when did you accidentally insult someone? Mike called his wife homely, thinking it was a compliment. And that is just so hysterical.
I hope she's not listening right now.
So, did you ever accidentally insult someone? And is Jesse Bates being ranked at 92 criminal? 404-726-0929, 404-726-0929. Also on Twitter at 929 Morning Shift. The Wake Up Call is next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and
the Odyssey app.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash.
Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus. You must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.